We,
Sonia,
and Janooni, are a couple of pals studying science in undergrad. We are not professionals.
Though every episode is meticulously researched, mistakes do happen.
If you notice that anything...
And we mean anything!
...we state is inaccurate, please let us know.
Your comments, suggestions, and queries are important in furthering our personal and audience's understanding of science.
Thanks for being a part of this discussion.
We appreciate you.
We really do.
Bop bop. Beep it up bop.
Hello, shatters!
Okay. Okay, we'll keep that.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you keeping that?
Like, that's just how we start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello!
Sorry, guys. We have a newcomer on our podcast today, and she doesn't know how this works.
Wait, okay, hold on.
We restarted.
Let's introduce the podcast, and we'll introduce Fiona.
Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah.
Are we restarting?
Okay,
yeah.
Wait, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, shatters!
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Beaker Bros.
Where we...
drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros.
Clink!
I am currently drinking bubble tea.
And I currently have no beverage.
So we are fakes.
Yep.
Apologies.
That's okay.
Anyways, for this week's episode, we have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Some
would say a special guest.
A very special guest.
Hi, everyone. I'm their housemate, Fiona.
Her name is Fiona Healy. Fiona, yes, is also a housemate, but she's also... Tell about your, fourth year life sci at Mac as well?
Yes, ma'am.
She is doing her thesis as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to say a little
thesis?
Bit?
I'm doing a thesis on pediatric ophthalmology, which is eye diseases in kids. So we're doing a study, just comparing, like, data from in-person vision screening versus an online website. So, because of COVID, a lot of kids didn't get, their eye screened. So, yeah, we're just comparing, like, if it's valid to do an online vision acuity test and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart gal, smart stuff.
I know what I'm doing. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a woman in STEM.
Woman in STEM, we say.
And the interesting thing about that is that's not what this podcast is about. Not at all, but very interesting.
Yes.
I mean, we could make the podcast about... You know what? Once you're done your lit review, we'll come back to
that
topic.
Sure. Talk to me in 8 months.
Yeah. Anyways, for this podcast in particular, though... is very exciting as they all
usual.
Are as usual, but this one even more so because
Fiona and
me, Sonia,
and Janooni.
But as we usually do, but also the topic in particular is very pertinent mm-hmm. to a lot of our audience members, or maybe not, but more so the age group, and that is mental health in university.
Woohoo!
She said woohoo.
So briefly, Janooni, what is mental health?
Mental health, well, like, I mean, I guess we know about the different disorders like depression, anxiety, or whatever, but mental health can also, like, be about stress and how do you deal with stress on everyday kind of activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like physical health, but it's mental.
More or less, yeah, according to the definition that I have
it's
here.
It's what you don't see.
It's... kind of, yeah. Sometimes it may manifest in physical reactions, I guess. Like the,
like
the stuff that you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of the time, it is like a hidden illness. That was a weird sound that Janooni just made out of her cocoa straw. Hopefully it didn't come through on the mic. But anyways, but just to read the definition here, it's more mental health pretty much pertains to psychological and emotional well-being.
Yeah.
Some stats real quick, just to talk about its context to university students. So there was a pretty major study consisting of over 25,000 Ontario University students by the American College Health Association.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed that between 2013 and 2016, there was a 50% increase in anxiety, 47% increase in depression, and 86% increase in substance abuse.
Ooh.
Suicide attempts also rose during this period by 47%. Holy crap.
What are your thoughts on that, Fiona?
Wow. No, that's a really surprising number. I didn't know it was that high, actually.
Yeah, that's quite, like,
significant, like 50%. Mm-hmm. It's not like 10%.
But also, like, I'm not that surprised because I know, like, university is such a tough time for a lot of people because it's, like, transitioning into something completely new. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think this number is, like, it's surprising but not at the same time, if that makes sense.
What I'm really curious about, though, is, like, what has changed between those 2 years
yeah.
for that to increase significantly? Because I feel like, yeah, like what Fiona said, everyone's transitioning to a different mm-hmm. chapter of their life or whatever, but why back in 2013 versus what was the year you said?
2016.
What happened in that 3 years that made it so significant?
That is a good point. There likely could have been, I'm trying to think back, because this was a study mm-hmm. with Ontario students. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we weren't university students at the time.
Not even high school students.
Not even high school students.
Now they know our age.
At one point, what was I even saying? I lost my train of thought. But yeah, like, yeah. what was going on socially that made it...
Social media?
That could
maybe,
be a reason.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, and, yeah, emerging social media. Like, Instagram started getting...
What?
Instagram started getting bigger. I think TikTok, too.
TikTok was not a thing back
Sorry.
Then.
Sorry. Okay, I'm a boomer.
Oh,
yeah.
LinkedIn.
Sure.
I mean, like, I'm not too big on LinkedIn, but I know... Sorry if I was cutting you off there, but no. I know whenever I hop on LinkedIn, I always feel invalidated
because yeah.
people
yeah.
just seem to be promoting everything.
Yeah, yeah, like they got into med school and then you go look at their credentials or whatever
and
what they've done, you're like,
and
well,
yeah, they
I have
like,
a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
No, but yeah, maybe social media, but I like don't know what other factors maybe, like I don't think the curriculum has changed much within that 3 years for it to be significantly changing
mm-hmm.
the mental health, but it also could be the mere fact of mental health is more talked about now than
mm-hmm.
it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
So these stats could be simply like a self-reporting thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good point. One thing I'm also curious to see, so in doing the research for this podcast, I haven't seen a lot of information during the COVID period.
Really?
So because you know it's so new, so mm-hmm. obviously you're not gonna have that much stats
mm-hmm.
or like long-term stats coming yeah. out, but I'd be interested to see what that would look like. Like if someone were to do a study, that would be a good thesis topic for a university student.
Change your thesis.
Yeah, I'll change my thesis.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just like looking at the mental health of students during
COVID
times. Yeah.
I mean, we did a podcast before about mental health in general during COVID
mm-hmm.
times, and we saw that there was definitely an increase in depression, anxiety, and substance use before that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But I guess pertaining to university students, we don't know how significant that
yeah.
contributed, since, especially since it's been online school, and I don't know
mm-hmm.
about you guys, but
yeah.
online school like has made me stressed even more than I like typically
mm-hmm.
would have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's like easier aspects, I guess you could say, like you don't have to do transportation to school.
Mm-hmm.
There is still that, like, I think we can all agree that the load has significantly increased because
yeah.
of online school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, sorry.
No, I was
going to say, like, everyone I talk to, like, on campus during Welcome Week, like, the second years that I talked to, they were all like, yeah, it was not a great time for
mm-hmm.
them just because every day felt the same and you're basically, like, trapped in this space where, like, every day is just... the same and it feels so mundane and like you don't have anything to do or
yeah.
like friends to talk to, so it makes sense that during COVID times like mental health was decreasing or like, it was getting worse for a lot of people. So yeah,
but so the second years they didn't come to campus, right? They haven't gone
a lot of them have never been on campus
yeah,
before. This
was,
is
like,
their first time. Yeah.
So like I guess to also like attribute that, at least with us, we've had memories of being on campus
mm-hmm.
and we kind of know like what to look forward to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like once COVID has ended and everything. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, for the most part, everyone's back on campus to
like,
an extent.
There's a level of security
yeah.
and comfort that we have being on campus because we're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for like second years, for them, like it being every single day, the same day,
mm-hmm.
they don't really have anything to look forward to. They don't know what like campus life is like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe to them it's like what they've experienced, it that's what is university to them.
Yeah.
And maybe that has affected them differently versus how it has affected us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
One thing I wanted to ask you guys both, so how have you guys throughout your university career, not just during COVID
mm-hmm.
but just in general, how have you maintained your work-life balance? And do you think that there have been significant changes in managing that from, like, high school versus now? And then
I haven't managed.
You've
yeah,
never managed.
I
haven't
think
managed.
Any of us, yeah.
I'm just on fire.
Just constantly burning.
I'm just running. Okay, know, but okay, you want to answer this first, Fiona?
Sure. I think, like, looking back to first year and where I was in my life at that time, it was rough. Like, the transition from high school to university was, like, it literally hit me like a bus because I wasn't expecting such a big change. Because I was on res, so you had to, like, cook for yourself, you had to clean, you had to do your own laundry, and, like, I'm already, like, a pretty independent person, and, like, I was looking forward to, like, moving into res and, like, living alone and living with friends, but I don't know, something about it, I was just like, oh, no, like, there's no more security, or there's no more, like, no one's holding my hand anymore, I had to make my own decisions and stuff like that, so I don't know, like, I gained a lot of weight in first year, too, because, like, I wasn't taking care of myself.
Dude, I got husky.
I literally gained 15 pounds in first year because I was just, like, eating at, like, odd hours of the day.
Literally, like, 4 a.m. Scrambled eggs.
And I would have, breakfast. Like, chicken fingers at, like, 2 a.m. And, like, coffee at, like, 2 a.m. And, like, I would have a really messed up sleep schedule and, like, miss all my classes in the morning. So, obviously, that affected my academics, but also, like, my mental well-being. So, yeah, like, looking back, it was so rough. And I'm so thankful that, like, I like, went through that because, like, I experienced what it would be like to be at the very low in my life. So, I don't know. What was the question? Work-life balance?
Yeah, but, like, in you saying that, though, to get to the question, I guess, not saying what you said was invalid, but how did you find that balance then? So you were at, like, a relatively lower point. How did you move away from that?
How did you end up managing?
I think a lot of it was, like, finding community or, like, finding friends kind of to support you through it because it was tough. Like, for my roommates, like, I didn't know any of them. And they were strangers to me, so, like, I literally just used my room to sleep. And then I would, like, hang out with my friends outside and do, like, stuff outside, but I think how I manage finding community and also realizing that, like, there's no way that I can continue living like this because I was gonna gain more weight, like, I wasn't taking care of myself, I was doing poorly, and, like, I was like, okay, there was kind of like a turning point. It was gradual, it wasn't like one day I was like, oh my gosh, like, I need to change. It was kind of gradual, like, I was noticing things in my life where I wanted to improve, and, like, I was like, okay, the only way is up. And, like, as cliche as that sounds, like, I think you just have to realize for yourself, like, what you want for yourself in terms of, like, your future and your mental health. Because I learned the importance of, like, taking care of your mental health and your physical health because nothing is more important than that. So I kind of realized that for myself. And then, like, in second year, I, like, went to the gym more often. Like, I took care of myself. I wasn't eating, like, at very, very odd hours of the day, like, I meal prepped and stuff like that. And also, like, it helped that I lived in a house of people that cared about me and, like, cared about my mental well-being as well. So, yeah, it wasn't anything sudden. It was kind of, like, a gradual, like, okay, I need to take care of myself. And then everything else just kind of fell into place, like, in terms of grades and stuff like that. So,
I think for me, like, you were saying how it's gradual for me. I think for me it was, like, more like a, like, click. Like, it was just, like, so, first semester was a complete shit show. I don't know if I can swear on this, but
I said worst things, you're good. Yeah. It's our podcast, you can really say whatever you want.
You're the boss.
It was a complete shit show, and, like, I remember, like, not getting, well, I was at McGill, so, like, a 4.0, like, not a 12 here, but 4.0, and I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm literally giving it my all at one point. Yeah. But then I also realized the way that I was studying in high school versus how I was studying in university is not going to be good. Like, it's not good enough. And they're like, yes, it affected my mental health to a point where I'm like, am I even, like, am I, like, I was like, am I going to make it into med school? Like, it was literally, like, one of those moments I'm like, wait, am I, do I have to, like, basically reevaluate every aspect of my life?
Yeah.
But, so after, like, semester one, like, I, like, barely made it through. Semester two, I was like, okay, like, this is, like, a fresh start for me. I'm like, I kind of knew I was capable of more than, like, what the grades were, what I was getting, right? And I'm like, I need to really look at, like, this is what I want, this is what I gotta do. So I kid you not, like, I was studying, like, probably 24/7. I had the shittiest sleep schedule. I ate, but I didn't gain weight. Like, I haven't did the freshman 15. I didn't gain weight, which is kind of crazy.
Good for you.
Yep.
Can't wait. But I literally, so I studied constantly and I did get my grades up, but there was, like, yeah, I was feeling fulfilled in that aspect of, like, yeah, I'm doing as well as I thought I would be, but there's also the other aspect. I was like, I cannot be studying 24/7.
Mm-hmm. If I could just interject real quick, yeah. You bring a good point with that, though. Like, a lot of people do find validation in their grades, but yeah. That can't be, like, your whole story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of crazy that I was like, okay, like, great, yeah, 4.0, woo, like, mm-hmm. yeah. And then, like, at 1.0, I was like, this is not it for me. And mm-hmm. then, like, we all know how I transferred here. And then I definitely think, like, coming to Mac, though, like, versus McGill, I can honestly say the load of work or, like, the ability to do well in a course was significantly less of effort I have to put mm-hmm. in. Like, I had to put half the effort as I did at McGill.
Mm. And that's not to shit on McGill or anything yeah. like that.
It's, well, not even saying McMaster's easy. I'm yeah. just saying, like, I guess the way that the curriculums are at the two schools are different, mm-hmm. right? Like, I feel like McMaster is much more, like, in a sense, like, grade forgiving. Or, like, you guys have, like, you have quizzes every week. Mm-hmm. Or you have, like, one of your tests can be dropped or something. Like, stuff, like, opportunities for you to do improve, more.
Yeah.
While McGill is more, like, you have a 30% midterm, 70% final. Like, something like that. So, it's, like, you mess up once, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You don't have, like, redemption for it.
Yeah.
If there's any high school student that ends up listening to this... one thing that I would really recommend looking into before starting a university, look into, like, the style of the way that the curriculum's taught.
Mm-hmm.
So some schools, like McGill, like you were saying, is mm-hmm. very didactic. It's mm-hmm. very, like, lecture-based, and you have the tests, and mm-hmm. that's it. Versus schools like McGill, or not McGill, McMaster, Western, I believe, as well. Like, a few other schools, it's more, like, student focused, if that makes
like,
sense.
Like, what is it?
Case-based?
Case-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, learning.
Inquiry mm-hmm. style.
I think, yeah. like, I'm not saying McGill is shitty. Like, I'm not saying, like, mm-hmm. it was, like, it's a great school if you want to mm-hmm. learn. Great profs, everything. Mm-hmm. It's just you got to find your learning style and how mm-hmm. you can excel, right? Because definitely I did not excel in their mm-hmm. midterm and test. I need other ways to show my knowledge and, like, mm-hmm. apply it differently without burning out. Because I genuinely thought, like, the 24 hours... I would study yeah. a day
mm-hmm.
at McGill. It like was like I kind of burnt out during first year a bit, and I had to like same, recharge over sure. the summer. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay. But then again, when I came to Mac, I was like, this is kind of manageable. And I'm like, I could do some clubs, and I can work. And mm-hmm. it's just mainly like, okay, this is what I can and I cannot do. Mm-hmm. It's honestly like a trial and error thing. Like you
it
do
really
it,
is. Yeah.
You can't do it. You're like, okay, I'm gonna back away from it now, or yeah. like, okay, I can work this, so maybe I can do more of it. So it's honestly like there's no. Strategy, like how they say you can yeah. do this and this. It was just, let's guess and check at this point.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that goes for all schools, though, like mm-hmm. finding your learning style, because mm-hmm. like as you said, the methods you use in high school probably will not work in university. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. it will barely get you through if you like stick with what you did in high mm-hmm. school, because it's much more fast-paced and there's like things thrown at you like in the second week of school. So
literally the 20% test.
No, literally. And like there are opportunities, like if you fail it's fine, like everyone's gonna fail at some point.
Many times
I'm sure we can all speak about like yeah. failing and stuff, mm-hmm. but like what's good about like university is that especially in first year, like you're allowed to fail and you're allowed to make mistakes, mm-hmm. because that's the point, like trial and error, as you said, finding your learning style. Like you can study 24 hours a day and still like fail your midterm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's about like finding that balance, as you mm-hmm. said. Well, we're answering the question now, yeah. but like finding that balance where you can be efficient but also have a lot of time to spend with your friends and like mm-hmm. things that you actually like doing that can recharge you yeah. to study more effectively. And like first year is really trial and error, like you're trying to find what works for you and like what your learning style is. And it honestly, like the content doesn't get easier as you like progress.
It doesn't,
but I think it's like we get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it starts to become more manageable, mm-hmm. and like things start to become, they seem easier, but it's just like we're used to it now.
Because you kind of learned how to go yeah, about it. And you're sure. like, okay, I only yeah. know second week I'm going to get screwed over or something.
Yeah.
Like, let me get my shit together kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the thing that really clicked for me, I'm a very quote person. I like saying quotes, and there's certain quotes that are very like important to mm-hmm. shaping my framework on mm-hmm. mental health. But there's one in particular: life is what happens when you're busy making plans.
I've heard Sonia say this many times,
but it's so true. Because yeah, I like back in first year, like before I dropped out, and then I came back, and then I had to catch up on courses, and then some courses didn't catching up on school is another thing. You're never behind. It's like you can take as long as you need to graduate. So catching up maybe isn't the right word there.
Are they gonna say you're never behind in school? I'm like, tell me why. I'm lectures behind right now.
Okay, in that sense, procrastinating can make you behind, but like,
there's no time limit to like finishing your goals.
Yeah, but literally, life is what happens when you're busy making plans. I was studying like 24 hours a day, like nonstop, and then I got burnt out, and then I stopped studying, and then I started doing other stuff 24 hours a day, which is why I gained the regimen 15, and then that went on to the second year as well. But anyways, we don't do that as much anymore.
We are healthy.
We're fit.
We huge now. We go to the gym.
I am going to the gym in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But something about like, it's getting a little late, but it's okay. But like being able to find that balance, like you can, like it sounds kind of cliche to say, but if you are like able to see beyond having like the best grades and everything like that and be able to reach for things. What am I trying to say? Like if you're able to find validation beyond just grades and numbers, you can find so much more fulfillment in life. And I feel for me being able to do that has allowed me to not only do better in school, just like be a happier person overall.
Honestly, I can relate to that 100%.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Next. Okay, another question here, probably like the main one I want to hear both of your inputs on. So us being both or not both, all of us being of Asian descent, there are like, I don't know if your parents have ever had this conversation with you, but there are like cultural aspects about school and like the effort that you put into it. What am I trying to say here? So what are your thoughts on like the work effort or the effort that you have to put into work in a 9-to-5 job versus like being in school?
So like I think what Sana's trying to say, like I've had conversations where being stressed about school is not the equivalent to the stress you would have about work.
Yeah, that's thank you.
Like it's just school. Yeah. You shouldn't be stressed, right? Like, it's not something you should stress over.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at work, it's valid for you to be stressed. And I feel like that has, like, the cultural aspect to, like, I feel like, I think it's mainly a cultural thing just because maybe having immigrant parents for them, school was just easier for them to do. But working for them, that was something they had to provide for their family.
Yeah.
Means a way of like escaping the war and stuff, right? Like it's all that stress attributed to like working. While I think for us, I definitely think we're privileged, right?
For sure. Yeah.
But
like, there's, not to cut you off, but there's like trauma, I guess, to an extent associated what they went through trying to do work and versus like,
working at McDonald's right now, like for us to work,
or like us being in school and like the work that we do with like a thesis or like trying to get into med school. So I was just wondering, like, do you have any experience with that?
I think for like, I can speak for all of us because like we're all immigrants.
We are immigrants.
We're children of immigrants.
We're children of immigrants.
But I think like what you said about our parents like having to worry about like putting food on the table for us and like having that security of like what we're gonna eat tomorrow or like if we have enough to like support the kids and stuff. So I think it's different for them, but I feel like in my case with my parents, like they know like school now for us, like university now, is so much different from like what, like 20 years ago or stuff like that. So the stress level is definitely, for me at least, like they understand that university is very, very stressful now because there's so much competition, especially in like science and like in STEM, where everyone's trying to be cutthroat and everyone's trying to earn a place, you know, like being a doctor, or like being a dentist or whatever. And they understand that and they know like I'm always stressed about it because like I don't know like what next month is going to look like for me, or like what 8 months from now is going to look like for me. But I'm also very privileged, like you said, like my parents, they've always emphasized like school first and like you can work later because you're going to have your whole life to work. So you don't have to worry about the money now. Because you're going to have to like work like after school. And like my dad has always told me like, you're gonna suffer now, like, through university, and you're gonna feel very, very stressed. But then, like, think about 10 years from now, like, you're gonna be, like, secured, and you're gonna have, like, a job that you can provide for your family. So, I don't know, to me, like, this stress right now that we're going through is kind of worth it if you look at the bigger picture, like what you were talking about like looking towards like your purpose. And I think that brings a lot of comfort knowing that, oh, like, this is what I want to do and I'm working towards the goal. And like you said, it's not like, what's the thing they say, it's not a marathon.
It's not a race, it's a marathon.
And that kind of means, like, everyone, like, is at their own pace.
Oh, it's not a sprint.
I mean, yeah.
There we go.
Honestly, we're butchering everything.
Because they're both races. Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone, like, does things at their own pace. And I think, yeah, I think I'm very privileged because my parents understand that I'm very stressed. And, like, they know it's a different time and a different generation. But I, like, see their work and, like, what they do. And, like, it stresses me out because they're still, like, trying to provide for, like, us and like my siblings. And I think my biggest fear in life is not being financially stable and providing for my parents, because look, like, especially for, like, I don't know, because like we're children of immigrants, we're always thinking like, okay, how can we take care of our parents, because they've done so much for us, like they literally sacrificed everything for me and my siblings. So yeah, that's my biggest fear, like not being able to provide for them or not being able to like even provide for my family if it, you know, like stuff like that, that scares me a lot.
I think for me, like with the whole parents thing, like definitely first year was a struggle of being like, why are you stressed about uni? Like my work is stressful, but why work? But like I've definitely gone to a place where my parents were like, oh shit, yeah, like this is stressful for you. You have a lot going on. Like I remember first year, like my parents would call every day and I'm like, I don't have time. They'd be like, what do you mean you don't have time? Like you only have classes for 2 hours. Yeah, but like the amount of work that follows after that or something, right? There was like a point where it's like being stressed was not valid or something. And I'm like, but no, like whatever. But definitely, I think, like, having conversations being, like, okay, I have to do this and this for med school. Or, like, even telling them, like, you know I only have a 10% chance of getting to med school. And that's even with, like, the best of grades, right? Like, that's why I'm always doing something. There's always more work. Like, school is not just going to lectures and doing tests. I think for us, it's also extracurriculars and being part of stuff. And also, like, just, like, a social aspect, too, of networking with other individuals. Like, even, like, yeah, we're friends. But there's also, like, when you're meeting new people, there's the network aspect. And trying to find new opportunities, like, getting a job. Or, like, getting a job or finding a research position. There's, like, all of that stress that school, again, it's not just lectures and homework like it used to be back in high school. So I think there's, like, that level of stress that's definitely, like, oof.
Yeah, I feel that. But you get, like... Truly, I feel it very much. Like, with my family, for example, so, and not that I actively compare my sister and I, but, like, it's weird. So, with me, whenever I talk about, like, my work, I don't work that much, but, like, I do TA now. But I also volunteer, like, God knows how many hours a week. Like
40 hours.
Like, more than that, like
really,
like genuinely, I was full-time
job. She said,
like it's literally like having two jobs, and not to you know minimize you know people that actually have to like slave over two jobs, but genuinely, like there is all like right now, I'm like I'm probably not going to bed until 3 a.m. because I realize like I have to do all this, even though I was doing all that other work during the day, and then I only sleep for 5 hours, and then tomorrow I'm only going to sleep for 5 hours, and blah 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 blah. Like it's an ongoing stress, but with just volunteering. But then my sister talks about like her work and how she's working at, you know, a law firm, and then before she used to work at like a restaurant, like you used to do all this like tangible skills that you like get paid for. And whenever I taught, like whenever there's that sort of discussion, it's like, oh, why isn't Sonia working or blah blah blah, but it's like, auntie whoever, like ma'am, I can't, like I mean I can if I wanted to, like
ma'am,
burn
out
literally there's 100 and something hours in a week. I probably like I don't know, it's just it's a different type of strain and effort that I don't think a lot of people understand unless you're pursuing academia.
And to like if you were to, I guess with us too, we're privileged in a sense that we're like, yeah, we're doing med school, everyone's like, oh yeah, that's stressful, you guys must be busy, right, to an aspect. But like, let's say you say, yeah, I'm an English major, it's like, okay, so why don't you have a job? But again, like the majors don't differ, university is still stressful, everyone has workload that, and again, like it's also a different thing, like everyone deals with stress differently. So mm-hmm. the magnitude of how you deal with it, like you could be someone who works a 9-to-5 versus someone who's like us doing all this stuff, but mm-hmm. we could all be experiencing stress to the same level. And I don't mm-hmm. think there's a certain limit or a certain expectation that everyone has when it comes to stress, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're all experiencing at different levels, and there's no way for us to, like, basically quantify that.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
It's kind of hard to say what's more stressful when you can't really say that unless you really attribute it to the specific person and their actual activities specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think stress is weird because
to some extent
like stress is good because it mm-hmm. will push you to mm-hmm. work harder, be better,
mm-hmm. light a fire under your ass,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But then too mm-hmm. much sometimes is like you just get burnt out so yeah. fast mm-hmm. and it becomes really toxic. Mm-hmm. So I think finding ways to cope with stress is very important. And I think mm-hmm. I learned that throughout first year, or like towards the end of it, mm-hmm. when I was like so burnt out to the point I was mm-hmm. like, I cannot get out of bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do I do kind of thing. So I think taking care of yourself and like learning how to manage your own stress, because it looks different for everyone, like mm-hmm. you said, is super important in university especially. And it will carry on to like mm-hmm. when you guys like work and stuff like that. So
I was gonna
go for it.
I was just gonna say, like, the whole, like, how you couldn't get out of bed. Like, there was times where, like, I would be, have so much work, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would just sleep for hours,
right? Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I'm sleeping for 13 hours a day or something,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still tired when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it was, like, at a point where I'm like, I think I'm burnt out. Like, this is, like, I'm physically and mentally, like, I'm so mentally tired at this point. I'm, like, exhausted that my body is reacting mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is sleeping. And then it's a whole cycle of, like, me sleeping for so long, don't have enough time to do work,
yeah.
but I'm sleeping again because I'm trying to procrastinate. Or, like, it's just, like, all this, it's, like, a cycle that, like, couldn't stop, but at one point I was, like, okay, mm-hmm. we gotta really, like, figure this out, right?
Yeah.
Like, even now, like, I'm not trying to say, like, I know how to deal with my mental health. Like, it is every day.
Yeah.
It is, like, I'm learning new things about mm-hmm. myself. I'm, like, okay, mm-hmm. I can and cannot do this. Like, when we had the MCAT and we had that, like, 2 weeks of summer, and while, you know, everyone else is doing their med school apps, I'm like, let me take this 2 weeks to not do my med school apps. And I literally did the day of. Sorry, Dalhousie.
Wait, like, be careful with slapping the table, just so the mic doesn't,
like, basically, I literally did the day of, and I was still able to do that, because I was like, honestly, like, it will stress me out if I worked on it all week, because
mm-hmm.
I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I am burnt out to the point where my brain, even if I were to work on it during that week, it would not be the best, right? So mm-hmm. I needed to, like, physically and emotionally detach myself from school related things and just enjoy just social aspects of, like, seeing friends or, like, hanging out, playing with my dogs, cuddling or whatever with my dogs. Just with my dogs, but, like, stuff like that. So I think I've learned that, like, I'm definitely it's different for everyone,
mm-hmm.
but, like, if I take big chunks off
mm-hmm.
and I spend one day of just grinding it out, whatever I'm doing, I'm okay mentally. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am happy and content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for other people, they might need to spread it out.
Yeah.
So I just think, like, coping mechanisms are different, too, when it comes to, like, how we go about mental health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, so, just to clarify, so your main, your stress sort of manifests in a way that, like, you dissociate from, like, Fiona, would you also say that's the same thing? What does it look like
to you? To some extent, yeah, but, like, when I've... Like, I experienced, like, the sleeping for 13
mm-hmm.
hours thing, like, in
mm-hmm.
the summer. Like, the summer when I was studying as
for
well,
that,
like,
yeah,
I would sleep so much, and then I would feel, like, hypocritical, or
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, there's no more time to study.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at other people who are working full-time, who are
mm-hmm.
studying for the MCAT, volunteering in the
how
summer.
How do you do that?
And I look at them, I'm like, how?
Yeah.
And then I feel bad about myself, but the cycle continues because
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know what to do mm-hmm. because... I'm so lazy, like, compared to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that just triggers more, like,
stress and
doubt about myself.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm, like, not cut out for this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, other people are doing 10 times more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, not even, like, studying enough or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what it was until, like, you mentioned
mm-hmm.
it. Like, it was probably because I was burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't compare myself to other people because there's... It's just different,
yeah,
right? Like,
because your abilities are not the same to what they're doing.
Yeah,
because they
exactly.
might need 10 hours, but you can do it in 5 hours or something
yeah.
like that. Like,
yeah,
stuff like
so,
that, too. Right?
Yeah.
I think in university, maybe this could be a contributing factor to why suicide rates and anxiety
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff is
mm-hmm.
increasing literally every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to feel lesser than to yeah. everyone else. You're literally constantly surrounded by people with mm-hmm. GPAs that will always exceed yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so easy to feel inferior in this environment, but not to sound mm-hmm. cheesy again, but it's so important to realize as soon as you can that you are worth it.
No, not, yeah.
Because, like, if mm-hmm. you can't, it, like, your life will become a living hell in mm-hmm. university.
I think mm-hmm. someone once told me this. I think it was, like, my music teacher back in high school, but he made this good point of that. You're always going to be smarter than someone, but you're also going to be dumber than someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is never, you're never going to be the best, you're never going to be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone above and below you, and I was like, damn. Like, it doesn't make you average.
Mm-hmm.
It just means there's always room for you to improve.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, like, successes you have made and, like, achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really true. And I think people need to, like, look at their successes more, because oftentimes mm-hmm. we compare ourselves to, like, other people mm-hmm. in our lives who are, like, doing so much more than us, like people our age who
mm-hmm.
got into med school or like
yeah.
got into a new program or working or
yeah.
like having families, like getting married.
Yeah,
at our age, and we're like, wow, like they're doing so much and we're still here.
And like, I have four dogs.
Yeah.
Well, you
she
know,
has dogs.
You know what we should do right now, just like as a little fun way to
words of affirmation.
I'm not even joking. Like, let's gas each other up
okay,
right
okay.
now.
The people listening are gonna be so, they're gonna be like, I'm cringing.
But you know what, like, this could also be like a little exercise if you want to do it with your buds or with yourself or something like that. Like,
yeah.
it makes a way to end the podcast
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
let's
this.
Start off with our guest.
No.
Our guest of honor.
Should we gas her up?
Yeah.
Oh,
Fiona, you're killing it. What's your thesis? You're grinding it out with CCF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
With Cyclones. You did an amazing job at Welcome Week.
Yeah.
You were on the run
mm-hmm.
for a whole week. Got sunburned and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're still here with a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Generally, your smile. You have a great smile. You're always crushing it. Even if, like, things look like they're going shitty, you're always smiling through it. So that's a really positive thing mm-hmm. to be around. You know what? You're a positive person to be around.
You have
so
a lot of positive
so
energy.
Funny. Because I feel like I'm so negative all the time.
Literally, no. I think being around you, you have a very positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's like a coping mechanism, mm-hmm. though, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like so many things are going wrong in my life. Let me help my friends feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially in social settings, like,
mm-hmm.
I just like cracking jokes to
mm-hmm.
make other people feel like happy.
Yeah.
Because I think, yeah, there's so much stuff going on that, like, behind closed doors, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so stressed.
Yeah.
Stuff mm-hmm. like that.
I respect that, though.
Yeah, period.
Appreciate that.
Janoon.
Yeah.
No. Okay, Janoonie, you are probably one of the quickest people, like, I just don't, like, speed.
I am the Flash.
But, like, no, generally, like, the way that I've said this before, but I'll say it again, but, like, the, like how quick you are in, like, processing things and
yeah,
retaining
yeah.
information and being observant of your surroundings, I think that's one of the, like, you're covering your mouth.
I'm trying not to laugh right now.
No, but I'm being honest here. You're, like, quickest is probably a weird adjective to use, but, like, you're speedy.
But I'm the Flash, very Ellen.
I thought she was gonna say you're quick in the morning.
God,
thank
but,
you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes are great. Outfits
mm-hmm.
are fire
yeah.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I also agree. I feel like you downplay like
your intelligence.
Yeah, a lot, and it's like humble, but also like cool. Like I aspire.
Pretty cool, bro.
Yeah.
Good job. Two thumbs up. But yeah, I think, yeah, you're smart and like you don't like to show off a lot, which is good. I'm putting a thumbs up right now. I forgot we didn't have video. But
Jen, like,
just two thumbs up.
They're nice. Of
okay, Sonia, sorry.
No, I can't
okay.
take a compliment.
I think Sonia does a lot of crap. Like, she is busy
yes.
woman. Like, she is awake 24/7. She's a
literally.
Vampire. She doesn't sleep. But the fact that she can still get up every morning and do what she has to do without, like, complaining. Oh,
no,
she
I bitch about it constantly.
Nah, nah, nah. But, like, you still
do it. I don't
hear
about it.
I don't hear about it. I don't hear anything. But, like, the fact that you still do it and you still have the energy to, like, you get shit done, man.
Yeah.
Like, you really do. Like, you're on my ass about things and I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot about that. Like, you're, like, you remember things and I don't. So I think that's all honestly awesome. And you have your
yeah.
thesis and you honestly have so much things going on that I'm just like, how?
Yeah, you're very hardworking. I feel like you have so much stuff going on, and I can't even imagine having to do so much. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we all have a lot, but you have
a lot.
Like, you're volunteering, mm-hmm. you're, like, part-time TA, whatever. Bruh, I could not.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be so, like, stressed, but I think you're very resilient.
Mm, in that's what it is.
She's you resilient. Big boy words.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-T. Yeah.
I don't know if that's right. I'll take your word for it.
I'm not an English.
So I will submit this to every med school. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not applying this year.
This is your reference letter.
This is my reference letter for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I think that was great. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up. That activity, Sonia.
That was a great activity.
We'll do that as like a little house thing every now
that's
and then.
So
if we're feeling bummed out, we'll grab, yell at Tiffany, hey, do you want to... positive affirmations at one point.
I enjoy that. But I think that's a great
way.
An amazing way to end off this podcast. Thank you guys for listening to our rambles. Until next time, because that was a long podcast. But if you're here till the end, thank you. You get bubble tea.
No, you don't. We make no promises. This is a disclaimer. Okay, bye.